Well, good morning, beloved. It is good to share this Friday morning with you. It's hard to believe that another week has slipped away. But today we are in Job chapter 28, verses 1 through 28. Now, this book of Job is the story of a good and righteous man who was afflicted with a repulsive disease. He lost family members and property, and he questioned God about human suffering. God's response was a poetic picture of God's divine power and wisdom, and Job humbly acknowledged that God is wise and great. Today's reading is an interlude in the story about Job, and it employs the imagery of miners digging for silver, gold, and precious stones, and affirms that wisdom cannot be bought with these elements. Rather, true wisdom is found by having reverence for the Lord, a theme that will be repeated in Monday's reading, scripture reading. So, let's begin. Again, God's saving word for this week has been wisdom. There are mines where silver is dug. There are places where gold is refined. We dig iron out of the ground and melt copper out of the stones. Miners explore the deepest darkness. They search the depths of the earth and dig for rocks in the darkness, far away from where anyone lives or human feet ever travel. They dig the shafts of mines. There they work in loneliness, clinging to ropes in the pits. Food grows out of the earth, but under the same earth, all is torn up and crushed. The stones of the earth contain sapphires, and its dust contains gold. No hawk ever sees the roads to the mines, and no vulture ever flies over them. No lion or other fierce beast ever travels those lonely roads. Miners dig the hardest rocks. They dig mountains away at their base. As they tunnel through the rocks, they discover precious stones. They dig to the source of rivers. They bring to light what is hidden. But where can wisdom be found? Where can we learn to understand? Wisdom is not to be found among mortals. No one knows its true value. The depths of the oceans and seas say that wisdom is not found there. It cannot be bought with silver or gold. The finest gold and jewels cannot equal its value. It is worth more than gold, than a gold vase or finest glass. The value of wisdom is more than coral or crystal or rubies. The finest topaz and the purest gold cannot compare to the value of wisdom. Where then is the source of wisdom? Where can we learn to understand? No living creature can see it, not even a bird in flight. Even death and destruction admit that they have only heard rumors. God alone knows the way, knows the place where wisdom is found, because he sees the ends of the earth, sees everything under the sky. When God gave the wind its power and determined the size of the sea, when God decided where the rain would fall and the path to the thunderclouds travel, it was then he saw wisdom and tested its worth. He gave it his approval. God said to us humans, "To be wise, you must have reverence for the Lord. To understand, you must turn from evil." Today's key verse is Job chapter 28, verse 28, where God said to us humans, "To be wise, you must have reverence for the Lord." And it's interesting that men toil and work so hard to collect things like precious gems or gold or silver. But the thing that is even more valuable than that cannot be found here on this earth. It can only be received from God, and that is true wisdom. And to be wise, to have wisdom, you must reverence the Lord. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you know where wisdom is found. You alone see the ends of the earth and everything under the sky. Reverence for you is the way to become wise. Guide me each day as I seek to grow in knowledge of you and learn from your teachings. In your holy name I humbly pray. Amen. Well, our week together has come to an end, beloved. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday in church. And then we will meet again next Monday, where we will be in Proverbs chapter 1, where we find the value of Proverbs, and it's described right there for us. So, God bless you. We will see you next time.